Can I ask you a question? Kira paused for a moment, not really waiting for his permission, but waiting to gather her thoughts. Do you think it's possible that he really might have my mother? That in 20 minutes I might actually meet her for the first time I can remember? She gulped, trying to swallow her nerves. Even Kira couldn't believe the idea. It was too good to be true that her mother might just be waiting for her, living and breathing, even if she was doing it in the castle dungeon. Tristan grabbed her hand. I want to believe it. But you don't, she finished the thought for him. Not really. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. I just want you to be prepared. I know Aldric. He is the cruelest man I've ever known. I just don't see why he would have kept her alive. For her blood? Kira asked dubiously, thinking the answer completely obvious. Not for this long. Not for almost 18 years. Tristan shook his head, trying to reason it out internally. No one could survive being a blood donor for that long. It drains your body way too much.
And if he wasn't using her for blood, Kira said slowly, trying to understand.
Why would she still be around?
Tristan filled the silence with the question Kira didn't want to think about.
But it doesn't make any sense, Kira said, running a hand through her messy hair in frustration. She could feel her body heating up, getting angry, losing control, as always. The slight pain of breaking through the knots in her curls actually helped ground her to the car. The sting pricked her back into reality.
What doesn't? Tristan asked, looking at her warily. Kira realized he probably felt the burn of her powers heating her hands, and hastily slid her fingers from his grasp. He held tight, not letting her slip away.
Making us come to England doesn't make sense unless he has my mother. If he wanted me, he could have taken me from the ball. I was locked in a room with him. If he wanted to kill me or kidnap me, I wouldn't have been able to stop him. Kira thought back to that night, easily recalling the fear that struck her senses when Aldric sidestepped her powers, using his telekinesis to swat her arms and flames away. He could have knocked her out if he had wanted to. He could have made the ceiling fall on top of her and kill her if he had wanted to.
And if Aldric wanted to find you, Kira spoke up, thinking aloud so Tristan could follow her argument.
Well, he did. And all he would have had to do was take me, and you would have followed him back here anyway. Why the ruse if my mother isn't really alive? Why did we need to come here of our own free will?
I don't know, but I don't trust him. He doesn't have an ounce of goodwill in his body.
I know that, but I also know there is something in this house he wants us to see, and I just hope that it's my mother. At that, almost as if on cue, Tristan turned down a straight driveway leading to a small square of light on the horizon. As they drifted closer, Kira realized the small square was really a menacing stone castle, half drenched in light and half drenched in shadow. Two giant columns joined together by a flat wall of stone lined with windows formed the front of the castle. In the middle, two glass lanterns hung on either side of the main door, a massive wooden slab that opened down the center. The windows around the door glimmered with light. As they drove even closer, Kira could see shadows dance across thin curtains. Distantly, she wondered if they were human. To the left of the main house, the area that stole Kira's attention, were ruins. Stones crumbled into piles. Old pillars of the original house stood tall, but without floors or a ceiling to keep them stable. All the windows were empty holes, and grass shrubs had invaded all of the cracks in the stones. Vines climbed up the steep walls, grasping at open crevices, reaching up the walls like arms clawing out of a grave. The deep, opaque shadows that curled around the stones were so dense that Kira could see the skeleton of the remains, but couldn't see what lurked behind the facade. Kira gripped Tristan's hand a little tighter, hoping she would never have to venture into that area of the home. He squeezed, as if sensing her hesitation, and brought the car to a stop. Before either of them could move, the door opened, and a brilliant ray of light pierced the driveway, sending the shadows away.
Aldric.